Test for interpreters of level 2. English language skills.
Part 1. Listen to the short passages and then decide whether the corresponding statements below are true or false. After hearing a short passage, blacken the circle of true on the answer sheet below if you think the statement is true, or blacken a circle for false if it is false. There are 10 questions in this part of the test. 2 points for each question.
1. In a series of radio broadcasts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the actor turned candidate for governor, staked out some middle ground on social issues, taking positions that might alienate his conservative fellow Republicans, but match the views of a majority of Californians.
Part 2. Listen to the following short passages and then choose one of the answers that best fits the meaning of each passage by blackening the corresponding circle. There are 10 passages in this part of the test, with one question each, which carries 2 points.
11. As China's vast interior gets richer, Grenda Lee, Coca-Cola's Shanghai-based director of external affairs, finds herself dreaming about tapping the country's rural market. Chinese peasants account for roughly 70% of China's 1.3 billion people, but on average, each drinks only 3 Coke products a year. That compares with some 60 drinks consumed annually in Shanghai and Beijing, 150 in Hong Kong, and 420 in the United States. With so many customers at stake, potential profits take on an epic scale.
Part 3. Listen to the following longer passages and then choose the best answer to each of the questions by blackening the corresponding circle. You may need to scribble a few notes in order to answer the question satisfactorily. There are 20 questions in this part of the test. 2 points for each question.
Passage 1. In early September, Trinidad's state-owned sugar company made all of its 9,200 employees redundant. Although most are Indo-Trinidadians and supporters of the island's truculent opposition party, there were no protests. The workers got redundancy pay totaling $115 million, the offer of retraining, and the chance to continue growing cane as independent farmers in plots on the company's 31,000 hectares of farmland. 21. What is the most appropriate title for the passage? Passage 2. China and India have roughly the same population, but when it comes to mobile phones, there is no comparison between the two. In India, 7 years after the launch of mobile phone services, there are only 10 million users. In China, half that number signs up as new subscribers every month. 26. Which is the most appropriate title for the passage? Passage 3. Dyslexia is a term used to describe a marked difficulty in learning to read, despite normal intelligence and vision. The problem is universal, but research suggests it doesn't affect every culture or language group equally. On China's mainland and Japan, for example, dyslexia rates are estimated at less than 5%, compared to 10% to 20% in the US. There are intriguing theories as to why, and Japan has produced some important clues. 31. The passage is about. Passage 4. stocks can be divided into two categories, those for trading and those for investing. Within trading stocks, you make money by figuring out whether other traders will keep buying or start selling the stock and positioning yourself accordingly for a few weeks or even days. By contrast, with investing stocks, you aim to buy into a company at an attractive price, given the worth of its assets and likely future profits, regardless of when the value will be recognized by the market. This way, you can steer clear of overpaying for fashionable dogs. 36. What is the most appropriate title for this passage?
Part 4. Listen to the following passage about new technology and its impact on the changes in universities. Write a short summary of around 150 to 200 words of what you have heard. This part of the test carries 20 points. You have 25 minutes to write your summary.
Our society is now being reshaped by rapid advances in information technologies, computers, telecommunications networks, and other digital systems that have vastly increased our capacity to know, achieve, and collaborate. These technologies allow us to transmit information quickly and widely, linking distant places and diverse areas of endeavor in productive new ways, and to create communities that just a decade ago were unimaginable.